What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi everyone, it's time for a new episode of News Bites. I'm Paz Bueno.
And I'm Brody Halverson.
Today's stories, sidewalks are getting safer to walk on.
A newly discovered planet would not be good for a bath.
And using frogs to keep milk fresh.
Let's go!
Top of Taiwan.
新法改善人行道安全。New laws improve sidewalk safety.
Do you feel safe when you walk outside? On some roads, the cars and the scooters drive really fast.
That's why you should walk on the sidewalk, 人行道. Cars and scooters shouldn't drive on the sidewalk, so it's supposed to be a safer place.
But in many parts of Taiwan, the sidewalks are not great.For example, sidewalks may be blocked by parked cars or walls.
And many roads have no sidewalk at all. 有的人行道被堵住，有的道路根本没有人行道。
That's bad for pedestrians, 行人, who want to walk places. And many pedestrians get hurt or killed on Taiwan's roads every year.
That's why the government is making new laws for sidewalk safety.The laws say they must plan for safer sidewalks. They will need to build sidewalks on city streets that don't have any yet. What's more, if the sidewalk is blocked by a mailbox or fire hydrant, the government needs to move those things. 要把它们迁走。If someone blocks a sidewalk by building over it, they will have to pay a fine. 支付罚款。
What about sidewalk safety near schools or train stations? Those are the places where there are often more people walking.
The law covers that too. It says local governments can declare pedestrian-friendly zones, 行人友善区, around schools, hospitals, and public transit stations.
How will we know if the plan works?
The government has set a clear goal, 目标,They hope to reduce pedestrian deaths by 50% by 2030 and have zero pedestrian deaths by 2050. 他们的目标是到2050年，行人的死亡率降为零。
However, some people say this goal is not strong enough. Why should we wait until 2050 for pedestrians to be safe on the road?
That's why all kinds of people are pushing for more pedestrian safety laws.
Going global.
科学家发现炽热行星
Boiling water planet discovered.
Do you like to bathe in hot springs, 温泉? It's so comfortable.
You go to a hot spring where hot water comes from the ground. Then you can sit in the water and relax.
Did you hear scientists have discovered a hot spring planet, 温泉行星?
Yeah.They think the whole planet is covered in hot water.
科学家认为整个星球都被热水覆盖。
Wow! So we can take a bath there?
I don't think so. For one thing, that planet is very far from Earth. It's in outer space, 70 light years,
七十光年,
away from us.
Scientists only found it with a powerful telescope.They noticed water vapor, 水汽, on the planet, which makes them think it could be covered in hot water.
But there's another reason we can't take a bath there. The water is super hot.
Scientists from England think it's more than 100 degrees. At that temperature, the planet's ocean is hotter than boiling water, 比滚水还热。
But another team of scientists from Canada thinks it's even hotter than that. They saw the same planet, and they think it's actually 4,000 degrees.
They think the planet is covered in hot steam, 热蒸汽. I guess that wouldn't be very comfortable for humans.
That's not all. Scientists think the planet is tidally locked,
潮汐锁定.
That means it doesn't spin around like Earth does.
Instead, one side of the planet always faces towards its star, and the other side always faces away. 它的一边永远面对太阳，也就是它自己的恒星，另外一边永远背对着。
The bright side would be very hot, but the dark side of the planet would be much cooler. Maybe the dark side would be easier for life to survive on.
By the way, what's this planet called?
They call it TOI-270D.
That's a boring name. Let's think of a better one. 我们来为这个星球想一个名字。
Oh, we can call it Hydroscorch.
Or maybe Steamtopia?
Do you have any ideas to name this hot water planet?
The Recap.
So, in today's News Bites,Taiwan's government is making new laws for sidewalk safety. They want to build more sidewalks and make sure the sidewalks are easy to walk on. Their goal is to make sure by the year 2050 that pedestrians aren't dying on the roads.
And scientists have discovered a planet covered in hot water. They think the water is more than 100 degrees. Other scientists think it is actually hot steam.Either way, humans probably couldn't survive there.
Have you ever smelled milk that's gone bad? It's pretty yucky.
Long before we had refrigerators, people had to figure out how to stop their milk from spoiling too quickly. People in Russia and Finland had a special way to keep their milk fresh.
They would place live Russian brown frogs in the milk.
A scientist from Moscow State University found out why this worked. The skin of these frogs has peptides and antimicrobial compounds.
Basically, the frog skin produces chemicals that fight germs and keep the milk from going bad.Would you drink milk after a frog's been in it?
If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode. We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.